Even though the U.S. has decided to begin airstrikes against ISIS targets in Syria, the U.S. military is still downsizing. Around 1 million service members are expected to be home as civilians in the next 3 to 5 years. Moving from military to civilian life is not always easy, especially when it comes to looking for a job or heading back to school. It's called transitioning. For WSS Veterans Coming Home Project, Bobby O'Brien reports on a new online course for veterans and their families to help with the transitioning process.
It's difficult to define today's military veteran, but there is one thing they have in common. They don't like being painted with the same broad brush.
Just because I'm a veteran, and particularly me from a Marine, a combat Marine, don't think you know my political affiliation, my beliefs, my values.
Meet Gunny, short for Gunnery Sergeant Ted Weiser, retired. He's the interim director of the Veteran Student Services Office at St. Leo University.
There is a stigma, there is a label, and we want to shed that. We want people to know that we are our own person.
After 20 years in the Marine Corps, Weiser has become a touchstone for the veterans because he knows what it's like to stress out, to look for a job, to be uprooted and move.
And it came to a point one day at a traffic stop, I actually put my car in park, got out of my car, ran up 2 or 3 car lengths ahead of me to tell the driver who cut me off 6 miles back what I thought of him, and my wife said, that's enough.
He got help from the VA for his post-traumatic stress and decided to pursue his passion and his faith, which led Weiser to St. Leo, where he's working on 2 master's degrees, one in religion and the other in instructional design. But Weiser says he found his true calling running the Veteran Student Services Office.
Yeah, I found my house.
You talk direct.
Most things you can't sugarcoat. And that's the way veterans are used to hearing things that way. Old commanding officer of mine says, you can step on toes without scuffing their shoes. But yeah, you have to, most of the time we have to talk direct. And veterans appreciate that. They don't like the fluff. What's the mission? What do we need to get accomplished?
I know as a veteran on campus, we kind of just go from class to class. We don't want to be bothered by everything, you know? We don't want to be asked questions. We want to accomplish the mission while we're here.
Christopher Burke was a combat photographer in the Marines. Gunning recruited him to take over as president of the St. Leo Student Veterans Association this December. Burke says veterans can have a hard time figuring out their place, especially if they've been injured. He blew out his knee on patrol and wakes daily with pain.
I'm not broken. I am considered disabled. But I look at those disabilities and I say they're not going to stop me.
Getting started on a civilian life is the idea behind the new online veterans transition course offered by St. Leo University. They partnered with the publishers of the Military to Civilian Transition Guide used by the Department of Defense. Weiser says a team at St. Leo created the online version.
We wanted to make it as easy as possible for our student veterans and their family, knowing that the time is limited, resources are limited. It's not geared just towards academic. We're talking anywhere from veteran preference jobs for the veteran and the family members, loans, networking, resume building, interviewing skills, just a whole bevy of resources.
It's a self-paced course with 8 modules that can be completed in 8 weeks or 8 months. About one-third of St. Leo's 15 to 16,000 students are veterans or active duty military. A majority are not at the Pasco County campus, but instead in the online college or at one of 40 locations throughout the U.S. Weiser says St. Leo's relationship with the military is unique.
When others in the 70s were protesting military, St. Leo went on to its first campus in North Florida and started teaching on a military installation. We just celebrated our 40th anniversary last year, and we're so proud of that.
Another veterans program grew out of that anniversary, St. Leo Student Veterans Emergency Fund. Since January, Weiser says they've given more than 30 gifts, ranging from $200 to $500, to help veterans in financial crisis.
We've given money for, just last week, cancer medications. We've given them for daycare, car repairs.
That isn't the only gift St. Leo Veterans Services is distributing. Their online transition course initially was just for their students, but earlier this month, the course was opened up to all transitioning military and veterans, whether they're headed to St. Leo University, another college, or the job market. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
WUSF's Veterans Coming Home Project is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The project is co-sponsoring a Veterans Open Mic Night on October 5th, a week from this Sunday. You can get details about that and learn more about Veterans Coming Home at WUSFnews.org.